views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hello there. Welcome to Spirit Fire Radio. It's great to be with you today.
Hello, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
And this week's topic is the allure of glamour with our guest, Stephanie Erdang, who's from New York City, and she's a writer and esoteric healer for many, many years. And so this week's step of the meditation that we're on is interlude, and that emphasizes reflection. And so Stephanie is a perfect guest for that, because as a writer, she's an expert in observation, and it's something that she uses often in her writing.
So we're going to talk a bit about this step before we get into Stephanie, who is ever glamorous in the truest, beautiful sense of the word. But first, I'd love to tell you a little bit about this step within the meditation practice. Always our goal on Spiritfire Radio is to sort of take meditation off of the cushion and bring it into your life and show you ways that you can use these steps every day, off the cushion, in your life, in relationships, at work, all the time. And so today we're going to talk about interlude. It is actually step 7 within the practice, and it's a time for reflection. We are halfway through the practice, and by now you should have used these. You should be sort of at the point where you're using the tools to create a sense of centeredness, and we would call that shamatha, and that is a sort of inner alignment where you can find yourself at peace. You've learned to use the breath and use certain techniques that allow you to sit in meditation, find your body at peace, your emotions aligned, your mind somewhat still. So at this point in the practice, you might be thinking, I'm an experienced meditator. I have a meditation practice, or even I'm a spiritual being. And you might want to watch out. You might be really good at using these tools and have found great, sort of great benefits from meditation. But anytime we sort of get to a point where we say, I'm an experienced meditator, these sort of I ams, they're called glamours. And we might be thinking of glamour as something we want to achieve or something that is related to style or beauty alone, but glamours actually are tricky business. They are things. They are states of being. Sort of anytime we become a little too invested in this idea of ourselves, this notion of ourselves, or we lose the notion of ourselves too quickly. We think of Glamour magazine. We've seen the covers of beautiful fashion and beauty magazines, and they allure us. They bring us to their sort of the newsstand, and we think, oh, I want to look like that. If only I could look like that. It's a time when we actually lose our identity. And so we want to sort of think about what is this idea we have of ourselves? And in that, we are talking about glamours. So Stephanie, welcome. We're so happy you're joining us from New York City.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to be with you. So glamours, Stephanie, want to tell us a few, in your own words, glamours, this thing that actually isn't always such a, it's not always such a great thing that we want to aspire towards, huh?
Well, in popular culture, glamour is a positive attribute, but it's language, in its language, it has a really interesting history which relates to the kind of glamour that isn't so positive. The word glamour in the 1800s came from the Scots, and they adapted it from the word grammar. And that was originally from the word grammatica, which was Latin, and it described study and scholarship, just learning. And so when that was a very popular term, grammatica, in the Middle Ages, it included many kinds of the occult, which is all about illusion and magic. And so I can just imagine the Scots sitting around and saying, oh, how grammarous, when someone was putting on airs about what they know. But in Esoteric Healing with Alice Bailey, the glamours are not exactly a positive thing. As you said, it's that I am, and it's a belief system. So glamour comes from the emotional body, and it is usually trumping oneself up. Emotionally, it's sentimentality. There are lots of ways that it manifests, and it, in a way, opposes illusion, which comes from the mental body. And so those two things are really the stories that we tell ourselves to make ourselves feel better when we're not whole and integrated.
You said so many juicy things there. I just got to jump in, because I love this idea of grammatica. Well, you know, that you're a writer. I love that you love words, first of all. It's wonderful to hear that sort of etymology, to hear the background. Because when I hear about the occult in relation to that word, you think of a spell. And is glamour not sort of getting us in a spell? You know, we're sort of under somebody's spell. And if somebody walks in the room who's just gorgeous and beautiful and glamorous, we're captivated, we're drawn to them. And so anytime we're drawn to somebody, there's desire. And so that's, again, our emotional body. When we think of being pulled towards somebody, it's like that misty fog that we just can't get away from. It just surrounds us in every way. And so I sort of love that idea of being cast in a spell, and that it really is our emotional body. And that's a tough thing. You know, that's a sort of a tough, it's captivating. It's sort of sometimes tough to pull ourselves away from. And so, yeah, were you going to say something?
Well, yes. I mean, in the case of someone glamorous and gorgeous walking in the room, if we ourselves are not whole, we want to be like them. We want to have what they have. And it's usually really just a facade. I mean, there's an internal glamour that happens naturally with a well-integrated person who doesn't need to put on airs, but we either want to be like them or we want to capture them, because in some place in ourselves is a whole.
Right. And so I just want to bring it back to the meditation practice, in that you say that, because that's a good time for us then to take a long, slow, deep breath, you know, to smile. Because you think of that, that sort of feeling you've got in your gut at times if you're not aligned, and you see someone who's just the epitome of beauty, or the epitome of even, you know, I know we're both, you live in New York and I'm an ex-New Yorker. My goodness, they are some of the most gorgeous people you've ever seen in your life. And there's times you walk down the street and after three blocks you think, I'm just a mutt. I couldn't be further from pedigree. And you sort of feel it in your gut and you lose a bit of yourself. So if you're in a place where you're not aligned, it's a good time to smile and say, how wonderful that I can be in the presence of beautiful people. And, you know, that appreciation sort of brings you back to yourself. It gives you some ground, a place to work from, or a long, slow, deep breath. It's all these tools that we've learned thus far in the practice, which actually can realign us. Allow us to abide peacefully amongst the glamour. And, you know, I think that that's a really good point of departure. It's like, you know, we sort of can find ourselves again.
Yes, there are all kinds of beauty, and one of the beauties is an integrated person, which is a balance of the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And when a person goes through life like that, even if they don't have traditional beautiful bone structure. There is beauty in them and around them. And they usually can find a way to live a beautiful and joyful life. So expanding our conception of what beauty is really important, because it doesn't necessarily have to be an acquisition of commerce. And I'm not putting commerce down. There are a lot of beautiful things and healthy things out there to buy. But if it isn't in the inside, then it, especially over time, it shows on the outside.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talked in the last show about the mask of the personality. And I'd like to talk about that a little bit more. We're going to go to a break. It's already just been a fascinating conversation, this thing, the glamours. We've got a lot to cover. Stephanie, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic disease. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Big
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio, where we're speaking this week with our guest, Stephanie Erdang, on glamour.
Yes, we've been having a wonderful conversation thus far about glamours. And I thought I would go back to the word illusion. So in Stephanie mentioned Alice Bailey's esoteric healing. So Stephanie is an esoteric healer, and much of this work came from the writings of Alice Bailey. Stephanie and I both know quite a bit about esoteric healing, and these words, glamour and illusion, really affect all of us in ways that sometimes we don't even realize it. So this word illusion, when we think of illusions, we sort of think of magicians, and we think of somebody creating an illusion where you're not quite certain what happened, and you're being fed a sort of idea of reality. Well, that's not so far from the case. And we see illusions all around us. Oftentimes, we certainly have been seeing them in this political process. I'm not going to go too into it because it'll get us all riled up, and then we'll be in our glamours because they're very much about emotions. But illusions are sort of similar to, you can think of the world being flat and a time when everyone actually believed that the world was flat. And who knows if that was a bit to control people or to sort of affirm a sort of authority on the way that the world was laid out, or if it was to keep people from venturing out because they thought they'd fall off the edge of the sea. And there are sometimes ideas that sort of, they sort of integrate and they become our reality. And those are actually can be called illusions. You know, it was an illusion that the world was flat. Glamours are a little more personal. They are a little more emotional. Anytime we are sort of bound by this identity of who we are and we've got a lot of emotion behind it, you know, you could sort of live your life from the perspective of being a charmer or the perspective of even fear or being a victim. And it would sort of dictate quite a bit about how you live your life, how you present yourself, and how people see you, how they react to you. And it can be somewhat of a controlling thing as well. So, you know, emotions and glamours. Stephanie, a thing or two to say about those?
Well, first of all, as infants, we were born with, I think, 5 or 6 basic emotions that include love, joy, grief, anger, and jealousy, not envy, but jealousy. And we're born with 2 fears. All the rest we learn. And those 2 fears are if we fall or if we hear a loud noise. Everything else, every other emotion that we gain along the way, we learn. And we integrate them into our identity, which is where victimhood comes in, and all kinds of things that can have positive nuance, but can actually, there's a lot in there that can create a lot of havoc in your personal world and then in the global world as well.
Well, I appreciate hearing those 5 emotions because, you know, I always sort of think of the emotions as a navigation system. We sort of we feel into a situation and we can feel, does it bring me joy? Does it, you know, sort of create a sense of wonder, or does it create a sense of fear? And from those emotions, we kind of know how to navigate our lives. We know how to move towards something that is going to help us evolve and keep us really in a joyful, expansive place. Or do we, you know, move away from something that is fearful or angry, makes us angry? If it makes us angry, we would realize, well, there's something in my person that's not agreeing with this, and I need to find a way to resolve it. So they become a sort of a navigation system. And I'm certain, Stephanie, you as an esoteric healer are sort of always sort of helping people find that navigation between sort of what is it they're wanting, what is they're not wanting, how can they get sort of less of the one and more of the other? Yeah?
Yes. Well, one place to do that is that anytime I hear a person tell me all the things that they don't want, then I ask them what they do want. Because the things that they don't want are usually part of the negative story. And until a person decides that, they want their life to be about joy and love and really true, clean emotions, then their story will dominate their days, and they will bring more information in to boost that story up, and they'll be stuck in their own glamour, actually.
Yeah, so glamour almost becomes the telling of the story. You know, I think for the listeners who want to sort of tap into, well, how do I know when I have a glamour? You know, I think that's a pretty big clue. When you keep telling your story over and over, what you're really doing with that story is you are tapping into that feeling that's ever, ever present and unresolved. And it becomes the mask. We talked last week with Sarah Traub about this battleground state where the personality is constantly creating battles from sort of investing too much in the mask, in the presentation of who we are. And sometimes when we create a mask based on a story that's based on a sort of an emotional state, that's it. We're stuck. We're not going to move far from that. Yeah.
Yeah, we're really stuck. And I think one of the good ways, well, first of all, just learning about glamours being a distortion of the emotion and illusion being a distortion of the use of your mind, your thoughts, like using your thoughts to boost up your story. But anytime you notice yourself doing that, if you just take a step back and try to figure out which one of these basic emotions you are actually feeling and refraining from reacting, because if you don't act on it, its emotions are often a metaphor of water. Water is a metaphor for the emotions. That wave of emotions will just subside. And it's, if you don't buy into it, repeatedly buy into it, then you have the opportunity to change your story. And a story won't even be necessary if you're living in your whole truth and living in joy.
Because this story often becomes a sort of a protection, I find, at times. And you're sort of, I would think, protecting yourself from the new. You're protecting yourself from change. And that's where we get into this idea of the pause, this idea of the interlude. It's sort of a chance, as you say, to step back and observe, take a breath, you know, sort of get your mind higher where you can actually see the forest for the trees. Where is this story coming from? Or where is this emotion coming from? Is it a situation that I am creating in my life constantly again and again and again? And I'm creating that because actually it's reinforcing this mask. It's reinforcing the way I want others to see me. And it becomes a game about control. You know, how do I want to be perceived by the world? Really limits us. It holds us in a place. Yeah.
It does. I sometimes, when I am working with someone who's very attached to their story, I remember this phrase that I learned the hard way, and it's a great story, but I won't tell it on the radio. It takes too much time, but it is, be careful what you find entertaining. Like, if anything that you spend a lot of time saying and doing, even if you're miserable in it, there is some payback in there, that payoff that keeps you from something more truthful and, as you said, the ability to change. Anytime you keep doing that, figure out what your payoff is, because whatever it is that you're avoiding is right there, and it's an opportunity to let go of the story and go deeper.
I love that, to sort of watch out anytime you're entertaining something again and again and again. And it brings us back to, again, this idea of entertainment. And back to glamour. When we think of glamour, we really do think about, you know, if I close my eyes and think of glamour, I right away think of Hollywood, and I right away think of that facade. We really are getting trapped in a facade. And what is that doing for us? And you have to sort of take a moment, a pause, an interlude, and ask yourself, well, what is this actually doing for me? What is it providing me? And is it does it have me stuck? Because we essentially want to create a scenario where we're constantly in the moment and expanding. So I want to talk a bit about that Hollywood and glamour. When we get back, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Spirit Fire Radio.
To achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Kelly from Lucid Planet Radio. I want to tell you about Lucidity Festival, the amazing arts, music, and healing event happening in Santa Barbara, California, April 8th through the 10th. Join me for 3 days and check out amazing artists like Haywire, Blue Tech, Keller Williams, and Kyla Scintilla, as well as workshops, healing services, creative villages, dancing all night at the Silent Disco, and interactive art displays. Also leading up to the festival April 4th through the 7th is the first Lucid University immersive learning opportunity. If you want to have fun, grow, connect, and better your life, mark your calendar April 4th through the 10th for the entire Lucidity experience. You can save over $100 when you bundle tickets for Lucid University and Lucidity Festival. Learn more about both events and get your tickets today at LucidityFestival.com. Use my special discount code LucidPlanet when you purchase for a $15 discount.
Ooh, yeah.
welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We are joined today with Stephanie Erdang, who is a writer and an esoteric healer from New York City. We've been talking about glamours and the ways in which an interlude or sort of taking a break and stepping back and observing ourselves helps to see ourselves, you know, both the inside and outside. It helps us align sort of this mask of the personality, this presentation of ourselves can be a little bit much sometimes. And when we present it in a really sort of robust way, oftentimes that's called a glamour. We become the victim of glamours. Before the break, I said we were going to talk about glamour in terms of Hollywood, which is a really interesting subject, the way that we're all sort of allured to this idea of beauty. But in mentioning that Stephanie is an esoteric healer, I wanted to talk about that a little bit too, because there are healers out there who will say, I am a healer. And, you know, we often sort of assume this power. We hear a lot of healers that will sort of assume this identity and have this sort of all-powerful notion of being able to heal someone. And it's a glamour that healers really need to watch out for. And so I'm curious if you have any opinion or anything to say about that, sort of this idea of the glamour of being a healer, Stephanie.
Well, if a person is glamorous about being a healer, what usually happens is burnout, because if they are not aligned and if the work is not coming through them, but instead it's coming from them and their ego, they will exhaust themselves either in every session or over time in a bigger burnout. So a great example of the glamours is when a healer says, oh, that person's energy was just too much for me. That is really not doing the work appropriately. And in fact, I'm certified in something called quantum touch, and they call the client the healer. The healer comes from the source, and it comes from the inside of the person, the client. And the healer's job is to hold that space and intention and to bring the client into that space to access their own healing. So again, it's another example of I am being a glamour. I am a healer will wear you down.
And I can imagine that from the perspective of the client as well, who may be sort of enraptured by the glamours. You know, if we live from the perspective of fear, as you were saying, or even the victim, we may find ourselves at a healer and expecting them to completely heal us. And if there's sort of a really beautiful exchange of glamours going on where I'm the ultimate victim and the healer is the ultimate healer, it really puts a little bit too much responsibility on the healer to take care and sort of correct this situation. And that just builds up their ego and this sort of mask they're wearing of being the powerful healer. And it really takes responsibility off of this person who's out of balance. And so I love that you're mentioning that it is about creating an environment. I mean, really true healing comes from the soul, and it is the healer who can create an environment of alignment and an environment that is peaceful and co-creative so that that person can tap into their true sense of themselves. So it really takes a healer who understands who they are in the truest sense. And there's that balance of sort of the mask and the authentic self. You know, you walk into the room of somebody who's got that alignment, and right away you would hope you can entrain. You know, I'm sure, Stephanie, that your clients sense that. I know I've been in your healing space, and it is one of great peace. Great alignment. It is one that allows someone immediately to tap in to who they are, to their innermost.
Thank you. Yet, you know, when I first started doing healing work, I felt at times that it was like falling in love, because when you match someone and you help them, there's this thing of wonder. And now I sometimes still touch upon that feeling, but I see it more as just an exchange of love instead of falling in love, because it's a great thing of trust between two people when a person comes and tells you their innermost secrets or their deepest issues, their biggest fears, all that stuff, and to reflect back to that person their soul. And as Alice Bailey says, disease is the sign of an inhibited soul life. When you can help a person find that for themselves, it is about love of themselves. I mean, I love my practice, it's really about connecting to the source of love. And there's really no room for glamour in it.
One thing we said last week, which I love so much, Sarah, presenting the personality as a mask. And we've heard that the soul, the eyes are the window to the soul. And you think of a mask, really the only holes in most masks are the holes of the eyes. And really that what's behind the mask is what's driving the whole being. And I often sort of revel in the beauty that a healer is reaching through those holes in the mask and sort of bringing the energy of the soul to match the mask. It's not that we need to get rid of the mask, but we need to learn how to allow the energy of the soul to direct the whole being so that the mask itself becomes a part of our expression and not just a representation of it. I would love to say that I share that I had a client not so long ago that I was working with, and this person was telling me a really dreadful story, and my heart went out in a way hearing this story, but I was smiling the entire time. And this person said to me, "What I found fascinating was I was telling you this really awful story and you had the biggest smile on your face." And I said to them, "You know, I heard your story, but what I sense in you is not that story at all. I could sense and feel their presence in front of me. And this story meant nothing. I could understand that it was an experience they went through. But I was already at that point sensing so beautifully that their heart was so present and that their inner being was so present. And any glamour that person was sort of holding on to, which is, I was telling you this story and you were just smiling, it was because I could see right through the mask. I'm sure you've experienced that too."
I have, and I think that seeing that person for who they are and not their story is the biggest gift that you can give a client or anyone that you're connected to and listening to deeply. But you can't be attached to the outcome, because not everyone is ready to give up that story. And that is one of the tricky parts of healing, is to know how ready they are to accept their timing. And in fact, it can go back to the glamours, because if they don't cooperate with what you imagine they can be and let go of their story, then that too can be exhausting, unless you're just there to hold the space. And in the energy work that Steve and I do, to integrate them according to the will of their soul, not ours, their physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. And over time, those stories become less important, because the stories come from the mostly the emotional body, sometimes the mental body. And but once that person is really integrated with the soul, the stories aren't important. They're just part of the history, and ultimately they serve to make us stronger, but they don't make us stronger when we hold on to them.
And we need to take a break. We need to take a break on the show, but at that point when we hold on to our stories, we also need a nice interlude. We'll be right back.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for me.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carey Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio.
I'm Steve Kramer, and we are talking today with Stephanie Erdang about glamours. Before the break, we're talking a little bit about Hollywood, and those of you who are still trying to perhaps wrap your head around this idea of a glamour, because we always think of glamour as something good, but we've really talked about the ways in which to have glamours is really to be stuck in a sort of emotional state that defines the way people see you, and that you might be presenting something that's holding you sort of in a trap, or it's not allowing you to be open to the new, to sort of evolve. And we're in this step called interlude, and that's a perfect time to sort of recognize when maybe an emotional state is sort of dictating the way you're presenting yourself. And I think of Marilyn Monroe as such a beautiful example of glamours. We think of her as one of the most attractive and magnetic and glamorous people that everyone associates her as just this idol. And we realize that that charm and that beauty really was a facade. And in the end, it became basically the destruction of her as a human being. And so whenever we present ourselves in a way that is bigger than life, or our story becomes who we are, this mask, we have to look at what's underneath that. And we think of her as really having to keep up with that image of herself and let go of really the very sensitive, this person who really needed to be loved and needed a lot of attention. And instead of finding that in a way that was not Marilyn Monroe, she found it in the very sort of superficial Hollywood life of cameras and film and fans and people constantly adoring her. But underneath that was someone who was really perhaps quite scared, or perhaps quite a victim. So beauty's a big part of this. You know, is this presentation of ourselves, does it take over? And it can really take over to the point where we lose ourselves. And Stephanie, you're in New York City, where we see that quite a bit, and you must come across that regularly with clients on the street, just being a New Yorker, huh?
Absolutely. You know, I have a lot of clients that right now, I seem to go through different stages with clients. Right now, I have a lot of women in their 40s, 50s, 60s in the art world. And there's an issue that I'm dealing with right now repeatedly about maintaining youth. And I see the inability to embrace where you are as a really big tragedy. And Marilyn Monroe, I think she was 36 when she died. Marilyn Monroe had incredible beauty, obviously, and she was a great charmer on the screen, but she was a product of Hollywood, and there was no room for her to do anything but what she was doing. And at the time, that kind of idol was kind of new in our culture, fairly new. There had been people before her, but she was the epitome of it. And dying young, there's this word called pueriternus, which means eternally pure. Marilyn Monroe will always be that young, beautiful age. And there's tragedy to that, because she was not able to grow with her stages in life. She was stuck in that one place. And New York is really interesting in that way, because there's a lot of facade. There's, of course, a lot of plastic surgery, which I find tragic as well, when we let the doctors decide what's beautiful. But there are also a lot of really interesting, creative people who use glamour as a personal expression. It does look good, you know, it looks good, but it isn't what we think of as traditional glamour. But what is truly glamorous is people owning themselves at every stage in their life and being integrated as a whole person, again, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual person. That is really beautiful.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, we're on talk radio, but I must tell our listeners that, Stephanie, you're just beyond beautiful on every one of those levels. And if I'm not letting the cat out of the bag, Stephanie has been a model. I mean, you have modeled yourself, so you've been in that world. And I think what comes through is this natural beauty that when someone is in your presence physically or even in your photographs, you know, it's really, we sense the clarity. We sense mental clarity. We can see it in your eyes. There's a beautiful aura about you. Your spiritual self is just divine. And certainly we can even sense in hearing you talk that there's a steadiness to your voice, your emotional being, your physical being. All of this is actually quite lovely and aligned. And
thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, you know, we become what we live.
Indeed. Indeed. And we forget that it is all of those things. It is sort of a combination of all of that. And when we get stuck, you mentioned plastic surgery. Indeed, that is sort of getting stuck on this idea of the way I should look. You know, that I need to always look young and to go to extreme measures where we are literally sort of recreating that mask. And there's oftentimes no going back from that. So,
no. And I one time heard a woman who had plastic surgery say that she wished she had been counseled more, because after the plastic surgery, she still felt the same about herself. And it's a perfect example of beauty coming from the inside.
Yes. And so meditation, again, I would just bring it back to that. If we're searching for, you know, that feeling really not changing when we've really changed our exterior, that really it's a matter of balancing our interior, and that meditation, self-observation, being able to take a breath and check in. What's really happening? How am I feeling? Where did this feeling come from? And being able to take a breath and align, observe yourself, and really get to know yourself both on the inside and the outside is just the answer to really obliterating the glamours. So I hope that our listeners have learned a thing or two and can sort of catch themselves in their story. Really, when we're telling that story too much, we need to watch out. We might be a victim of the glamours. So speaking of stories, Stephanie, I'd like to tell our listeners that we're getting toward the end of the show, and I want to let them know that they can read more of your writings at Stephanie Erdang. If you just do a simple Google search, I think that's the best way to do it. Your last name is quite unique. So it's Stephanie Erdang, U-R-D-A-N-G. And Stephanie is a wonderful writer. She is just an incredible esoteric healer. I have learned so much from her. And it's been a joy to be with you, Stephanie.
Thank you so much. And I've learned from you too, Steve.
That's fine. So, Tim, tell them about Spirit Fire Radio.
Well, so upcoming in May, we've got a meditation retreat happening. Go to spiritfileradio.com if you're interested in learning about the practice of living awareness.
Yeah, and spiritfire.com as well. So, Stephanie, it's been a real treat. We thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Great to be with you all. We will see you next week on Spirit Fire Radio.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit spiritfireradio.com.